From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital. Air defenses destroyed it, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council that Iran may be implicated.
While we don't yet have sufficient insight into this particular attack, it bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons. It is only a matter of time before one of these missiles hits the target.
She quoted the Houthis as saying the intended target was a meeting of Saudi leaders in Riyadh and called a flashing red siren for the council. She said sanctions against Iran should be considered. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and the Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack against Saudi Arabia last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access to Yemen, blocking weapon shipments. But it also cut desperately needed aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned of a growing catastrophe.
Yemen is the largest food insecurity crisis in the world, and our recent humanitarian needs overview identified almost 18 million people who are in need of support food-wise.
Iran says it supports the rebels but denied supplying them with weapons. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi Tuesday appealed to the Kenyan government for patience before it tries to close down the Dadaab refugee camp, a camp that is home to tens of thousands of Somali refugees.
The people of this camp continue to need help, even if there are some possibilities of repatriation. Many people don't want to take those opportunities now. They should be free not to take those opportunities and to continue to be protected and assisted here.
Kenya suspects al-Shabaab insurgents are recruiting from the camp. This is VOA News. Campaigning has ended ahead of Thursday's special election in Spain's Catalonia region. Madrid imposed direct rule and called the election after quashing an independence drive. Pre-election polls suggest a close outcome between those supporting independence and those who wish to remain part of Spain.
Pues esta fecha histórica sí que va a ser importante.
Candidate Inés Arrimadas of the Citizens Party, which opposes independence, vowed that Thursday will be the expiration date for the independence process. Madrid dissolved the Catalan government and jailed some of its members for rebellion following an independence declaration October 27th. The European Union and the U.S. Tuesday called for the release of two Reuters journalists who disappeared in Myanmar, also known as Burma, a week ago. The European Commission spokesman is Margaritis Schinas.
Through this statement, we state that we expect the Myanmar authorities to ensure the full protection of their rights and to release the journalists as quickly as possible.
Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We are deeply concerned about their detention. We do not know their whereabouts. You know, today I want to make it clear that we're calling for their immediate release.
The journalist disappeared after being invited to dinner by police officers on the outskirts of Yangon. A government spokesman said they're being well treated as an investigation into a possible violation of the secrets law continues. They had been covering the exodus of Rohingya Muslims amid a security crackdown. UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura called on the Security Council Tuesday to propose a timeline for elections and guidance on constitutional reform in a bid to revive 3 years of stalled peace talks.
I believe the time has come for the UN to provide some specific elaborations on the constitutional and electoral baskets and how they relate to governance and counterterrorism, security governance and confidence building measures, and therefore stimulate a wider consultation.
Meanwhile, the Council Tuesday approved delivery of humanitarian aid across the country for another year. The UN General Assembly is expected to meet Thursday in special emergency session at the request of Arab and Muslim nations on the status of Jerusalem, following a U.S. veto Monday of a draft resolution that meant to maintain the status quo. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital on December 6. The Assembly will consider a resolution that calls on the president to withdraw his declaration. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez Tuesday proclaimed victory after the Electoral Tribunal declared him winner of the disputed November 26 election. He offered to hold talks with the opposition, an offer rejected by challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged fraud in the vote-count delayed ballot. In Washington, the U.S. Senate late Tuesday approved major tax legislation. The House of Representatives will have to vote on it Wednesday before it goes to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Dragon, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across this great African continent will come knocking at your door, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Sibo is going to be our first track by Sonny Neji from Nigeria. And right after that, Novo Romance by Afrikanze of Mozambique and Mr. DJ by Kobazi, the Lomo Boy from Liberia. And so, let's go to the top right now with Sibo by Sonny Neji from Nigeria.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Casanova relação. Nessa nova paixão, já sei como é que me vou portar. Oh, nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão, vou te levar ao infinito desse amor. Vou te beijar. Nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão.
Me. to judge the life I'm living. I will party to the morning come. I don't care what you say about me, but tonight, yeah, Mr. DJ, keep making noise.
DJ Kobazi, the Loma Boy from Liberia, and right before that was Nova Romance by Afrikanze of Mozambique and Sibo by Sun Energy of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van Der Heer.
Welcome back. Monita is a Lesotho-born recording artist who was signed under the Dissolve Liberty Age Productions from 2012 to 2014. Tell Me Why is the next track that I'm going to play that is done by this great son of Lesotho, Monita. And Tell Me Why is his first international song, which features a fellow local rapper, Anthem. Monita was discovered at the International Songwriting Competition in 2015. So right now, let me bring this song to you, Tell Me Why by Monita featuring Anthem of Lesotho. And right after that, Ohima Simply Means Queen by Saprince of Ghana and Africa Survivor by George Okudi from Uganda. But Tell Me Why right now by Monita featuring Anthem from Lesotho.
Monita. Anthem, some for the ladies, y'all.
I'm starting to feel lonely, and I just wish you were here. It's just a couple of hours since you've been gone, but I already can't stand the feeling of being alone. Don't you think it's early, girl, for you to be gone in such a couple of shakes? I can't be without you by my side. You're my soulmate, my everything, my life. No, I cannot be without you.
My heart, I'm trying to show who's the realest. Can always count on me, but promise I'll be the lamest. The swing is a big horn, promise I'll be the coolest. No breakdowns, always we break through. That's why I'm breaking through, that's to get you. Whatever it takes, I do to be with you. You know my love supersedes any other. I guess that's what I've tried to show all along. Then take my breath and turn it to a lovely soul. I'll take your heart on a trip to Wonderland. Whatever the cost, you know you're worth every bit of it.
Tell me why you can stay longer be with me. Did I go wrong? Cause I don't know what made you go. If ever I could make you stay longer, I would never ever leave aside. I know I let you down several times, but never planned to make you walk away. If leaving me is the way you make me play, if that's so, girl, I'm not okay. My world is empty, so come and fill it in. I can't be with any other girl, just can't be without you by my side.
The word is the tree of forever, I will be here. You got me insane, I even lost my own haze. Forever I'll hold, cause forever you'll be mine.
You'll be mine.
Be with me.
Cause I don't know what made you.
African beats.
The emotion of the ocean.
Mjini Mobimba, Zota Toyokili Nanda, Dar es Salaam, Kigali, Johannesburg. Répète-toi, répète-toi, la danse, la musique, Eza de Jésus Christ, Okudi Mwana Kora. Washington DC, hein?
Survival, George Okudi of Uganda. And right before that was Ohima, Queen by Sir Prince of Ghana, and Tell Me Why by Monita featuring Anthem from Lesotho. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And now, let's take some of our messages from our Facebook friends. Dongbe John Bambuka of Nigeria writes, "Stand up, Africa, to rule your destiny. Thank you, David Vandy, for keeping the spirit of Africa alive. And greetings to all the Kaduna people." Dongbe John Bambuka of Nigeria. And another email says, "Hello, David Vandy. I am a student of the Department of Political Science studying for my BSc and Public Administration from Benue State University, Makurdi, Nigeria. I love listening to your program. It is the only station in the world that gives us Africans the courage and determination of being a superior race. Keep it up, David. And I want you to play a very nice piece of music for my listening pleasure." Well, I'll do just that. And so, let's get back to music. Sierra Leonean-born Gile Scholes comes in with a brand new single, Mahin, which means king. And right after that, Good Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon and Chuku Chuku by Wakonzi from Nigeria. But Mahi is the track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
King.
on Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Let's go.
Ekwensi of Nigeria. Before that, Good Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and Gila Shows from Sierra Leone comes in with Maheen. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
And so, let's get on to some music. And this time we play Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicios Telugi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we will climax today with Good Governance, the sound of Jankana Bay. Now from Balwani Livingstone, and he says, hello presenter, thanks for the wonderful show. I live in Uganda and I send my regards to all listeners of the Voice of America in Uganda. Ya Bolingo by Alicios Telugi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Bede by Dina Antene of Ethiopia.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Well, here's this very, very interesting piece that I saw on Facebook, written by my friend and colleague, Hannah Fuller in Sierra Leone. Well, I have not told Hannah that I'm going to use this, but Hannah, if you're listening to this show right now, I want you to know that I'm going to use this piece because I just want to read it. It's interesting. And here it goes. I am saddened by the churches that have taken the place of hospitals today and contributing to the many preventable deaths amongst our people. They claim to have powers, attributing illness to relations and friends of their victims. They die blaming others when all they needed was medical attention. Personally, I believe God made science and all that comes with it to help heal. It is not contrary to biblical or religious beliefs. Let the doctors do their work and let the men of God pray that the medication works. It's high time our authorities do something. This ignorance and abuse of religion should stop. It is true that many of such churches practice no form of accountability. They thrive on the skewed minds of many Africans who attribute illness or misfortune to family members or friends who wish them dead. They are thus easy prey. Hence, the traditional churches are no longer attractive. People are drawn to visions, signs, and wonders. The church has now taken the place of the traditional medicine man. Well, Hannah Fuller, thank you so very much for that piece. And I'm not going to say anything about it. I will leave that for you that is listening to make your own judgment. With that special piece by our friend and colleague Hannah Fuller, and with all the beautiful songs that you've heard today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Them then get for help the people, but got to reconcile.
small sister, you na for na canard. She gets close, she get for vex one day. When they give you four people, them do ya, land for share. Now all this, thank God, good government. Let we stand for peace building.
Campaign for good governance and the human rights.